Welcome to ResearchSoftwareQuality.com AudioCast, Improving Software Testing Productivity Using Record Playback. Our speaker is software tester and blogger, Matt Heuser. This event is being hosted on ResearchSoftwareQuality.com. My name is Jan Stafford, and I'm your moderator and executive editor of ResearchSoftwareQuality.com. Thanks for joining us, Matt. Could you tell us, our listeners, a bit about what you're doing in software testing today?
Yeah, I work for a company called Social Text. What happens at a small company when you've got seven people in the room? Everybody knows everybody. If you have a question, you go and you grab the guy. It's this wonderful feeling, and you can get decisions made. When you go to a big company, all of a sudden the right person is out of the office. You've got to find someone. You don't know who to ask. You've got to a three-inch operations manual that tells you everything but the answer to your question. We make software tools that allow the big company to operate like a small one, and my job is to test those tools.
That's great, Matt. For our listeners, if you have any problems with the sound or quality of this audio cast, please write to us at editor@searchsoftwarequality.com, and our tech support team will get in touch with you within 24 hours. Now, let's get started with our interview. So, Matt, tell me about Record Playback. What is it?
Well, when you think about testing an application, it's almost never as straightforward as you would hope, right? So you get the software, you try to test it, doesn't work. So there's 15, 17 bugs. The next day you get the next build, and there's 8 or 9 different bugs. And when you're working in a small team, that can be fine. You go through this process until eventually you don't find any more. And eventually you decide that it's good enough and you ship it. As the number of things you have to test grows and the size of your organization grows, all of a sudden regression testing is a very expensive, painful, no fun process. Psychology tells us that when people have a process like that mentally, they often tune out, skip tests, ignore problems, get very focused on the script they're running, and not see problems outside of that script. We talked about that before in a previous podcast. And so somewhere in the 1980s, some companies developed some technology that would record the keystrokes that you were doing. This is back in the days of MS-DOS. And you could play them back. And if you came up with an output file at the end, you could take a known good file and compare it to another one. And if the results came back that it was the same file, you could say it was good. So you could develop a suite of these tests, and when a minor change came over here on system A, but it impacted systems B through Z, you could run all your tests and say, well, B through Z are good, which could dramatically decrease the time it takes to deploy software. So record playback today typically means the same thing applied to a graphical user interface, Windows, a browser, a windowed application, where you drive it, and then eventually you say, record this, take a picture of this, and the next time when a change comes through, you can play the test back. It'll compare the files, get a green light or not. That's a general idea and a little bit of history.
Okay. So what are the strengths of record playback?
Well, the ostensible benefit, obviously, is it reduces your testing time for regression. So if you've got some software that you know the graphics are pretty stable, they're not going to change much, and you're going to be releasing it again and again and again and again, making these maintenance fixtures. Ideally, where you've got only one component's going to change, but you're worried about the whole system, then record playback might be an option. I think the organizations that have had the most success with it have been developing internal software and trying to verify a business process, like ERP software, for example. You're trying to upgrade to the next version of Bon or PeopleSoft or bring new services online, those kind of things.
And what would you say are some of the weaknesses of record playback?
Well, the main problem that I saw with record playback was when we moved from a text paradigm, talking about looking at the differences between versions of reports, which makes some sense to me, to graphics. Because all of a sudden, we have Windows, and if you resize the window a little bit, think about automating Microsoft Paint, right? You're going to resize the window a little bit, run the thing again. It's going to capture a picture of the screen, and the screen looks different. You know, if you do the whole screen, if you've got the time in the bottom right-hand corner, you've got a problem. So you've got to tell it, no, this particular screen. And if you resize Paint, you get a problem. if you maximize paint and you change your screen resolution, you upgrade your browser, you upgrade your version of Windows, if anything changes in that picture, if you move the icons around, if anything changes, it's going to report a failure, and you're going to have a human being in there looking at it and going, no, that's actually a success, and you've got to re-record the test. So it's got to pass the first time. If there's a bug, you can't actually finish recording the test. And then it's only valuable if you have a very, very stable user interface, and it's got a significant maintenance cost, and it throws up a lot of false errors that are actually just changes to the user interface. So I think those would be the big concerns I have with someone talking about going to record playback as a viable option nowadays.
So when would you recommend it?
Like I mentioned earlier, if you're doing some kind of internal application and you know the GUI, if you know the GUI is going to be stable, and you've got a bunch of systems that could potentially impact each other. And for example, if you're doing an internal application, it's only going to run on Internet Explorer 6, and you know that because you've made a corporate decision to standardize on IE. Then, for like an ERP system, you might get some value out of record playback. Another way to do it that can work is to simply dump the pictures, the before and after pictures, and have a human being look at the pictures. So then you're sort of, the computer's doing a lot of driving for you maybe overnight, and a human being is actually going to make the decision of pass or fail. In that case, it can accelerate your testing without asking the computer to do what's beyond its ability, which is to say, this change, therefore it's a problem.
So if your team wanted to start record playback tomorrow, how would you recommend they proceed?
Depends on a lot of things. Do they have a budget? Have they looked at other options? If they've come to the conclusion that record playback is appropriate, they probably have a tool in mind. So there's a couple of commercial tools I could recommend depending on the budget. I would say pick a feature. Get the 30-day free download of it. I have no commercial relationship with any of these customers. Test Complete is one. One of its competitors is something called Quick Test Pro if you've got a little bit more money. If you don't have much money, there's one called Vista Studio, which has no relationship to Microsoft. Very inexpensive tool. You're going to want someone who can actually write a little bit of code, because you're going to have to tell the computer, for example, I want this specific sub-window, or wait until this particular thing appears and then do this next operation, and avoid the mouse as much as you can, with commands as much as you can would be more successful. Because then if a window's in the wrong place but you're sending messages, you're all right. And experiment with one feature and see how it goes. And then the next iteration, try that feature again. And then you decide, is the maintenance on this worth it? And I would consider it a balanced breakfast, slowly expanding over time if we've had success with that. I would be very choosy about what features to do. And I think that if you have that kind of a balanced approach, you might see some success.
So, Matt, what are some of the pitfalls you've seen in adopting record playback tools, and can you recommend solutions around them?
Sure. Typically, record playback is pitched as you're going to test faster, but you've got to record these scripts. And if you find bug, you can't use the script because you've got to have a known successful picture in the first place to compare it against. And like I just said, you can't really just have a non-technical person drive the browser because so much changes. So now you've got to have someone with some technology skills creating these scripts. So you're going to pay money for the tool, and now you're going to pay money, probably get a developer, pull a developer off of development and have him writing these, which means it's an investment, and in the short term, your team is going to go much slower than if you just didn't do it. Managers and executives tend to have a problem with this because they thought they were going to go fast. So when we invest, we've got to be very smart about how much time we use and who does it and how we justify it. And then, for example, if we pitch it as a project and we say we need someone to come in and do it, and we hire a contractor, we've got to be very careful with skills training. Very often, a team will hire a contractor, he'll come in, do a bunch of automation stuff, it'll work great on the project, he'll go away. No one really knows how to do what is really a separate programming language for this tool. So the next project, they'll put it on the shelf, change the user interface, all the old tests fail now, and they just stop using it. Or even if we have the expertise, maintaining those tests can be very expensive. As soon as you say to management, we can hit the deadline if we stop maintaining the test script, 4 weeks later, the test scripts have no value because they're out of date and they're wrong. So I would be very vigilant about, does the team have the expertise to maintain this, and is the team willing to make the investment to maintain this? And to do that successfully, I would say, let's look at automating the tests that have the most value for the least cost. And then everyone can agree. Wow, this process, we used to all have to work all weekend to do this thing. Now the computer runs Friday evening, and we come, I check from home Sunday for a couple of hours and check some test results, and it's fine. Everyone can agree that's a win. And you want to have as many wins as possible.
Great. Well, thanks for talking with me today, Matt.
Thanks, Jan. It was a pleasure.
And that concludes today's SearchSoftwareQuality.com audiocast on improving software testing productivity using record playback. This is Jan Stafford signing off. Have a great day.